any dialogue around who's chasing quarterbacks and also in the back, the corners this team signed in the offseason and how the Broncos defense will play this year, getting you ready for top 10 storylines as we look towards training camp. Going to spend today talking about the linebackers with Andrew Mason, Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for checking in. Specifically, Danny Trevathan and Nate Irving, who right now, some younger players on this team. There isn't that veteran guy there right now that the Broncos have kind of picked up in the offseason, late end of training camp. Phil, these two guys right now, their roles this year, how much is this team going to ask of them as they get ready for week one, and how do you think they'll do?
Well, if you look at a guy like Danny Trevathan coming off his year that he had last year, they're going to expect more of the same, I would think. Last year he had 88 tackles, four forced fumbles, three interceptions. I mean, the guy had an outstanding season. They're going to hope for more of the same, and especially without Wesley Woodyard now. He did some of this last year, the play calling, more of the leadership in the center of the field there.
Yeah, no Wesley Woodyard, you lost the player there, again, who played a lot of those snaps, was playing for most of the season until there was that shift at the end of the year, Mace.
Exactly.
Some of that had to do with injuries, but right now, what have you seen during this offseason with camp in terms of what Jack Del Rio's trying to do, playing with some parts when it's the time of year you can test things out?
Exactly. And Nate Irving, who worked at strong side linebacker late last year after Von Miller got hurt, he's been seeing a lot of time at middle linebacker. That's the position the Broncos drafted him to play back in 2011, but he's had his ups and downs, hasn't quite seized that starting job. This is a good opportunity for him to do that, although there's going to be some pressure on him. You've got Lamin Barrow, fifth-round pick, who's going to be right there behind him pushing for time. But one other thing to remember about Nate Irving, being a middle linebacker, it means you're playing about 40, 42% of the snaps. So, he's not necessarily going to have more responsibilities in coverage. What the Broncos do in nickel sub packages, you'll see Danny Trevathan, but they've got a lot of options for the other linebacker. You might even see T.J. Ward. John Elway talked about that when the Broncos signed him back in March, bringing the safety into the box and letting him wreak some havoc. So there's a lot of options there for what the Broncos can do.
When asked during minicamp, why will this defense be good once the season gets going, Jack Del Rio answered, his go-to, leverage and tackle. Well, linebackers get a chance to show if they can do that and how well they can do that once these players put pads on and get training camp going. We got some storylines left as we get ready for the start of training camp. For Andrew, for Phil, I'm Chris Hall, and if you missed any of these, of course, you can go check them out on DenverBroncos.com.